Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Booker T and the MGs bringing this back. That song is called Time is Tight. Sounds like that, doesn't it? Think about that. Time is tight. And it is when you're a small business owner. Time is always tight, right? We never have enough time. 23 after the hour. Speaking of time, I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I am the Small Business Advocate. Having a great visit with our good friend Richard Hooker, the co-author of Shoestring Venture, the Startup Bible, the senior managing consultant at SDEM Advisory Group. Give us that website, Richard.
It is www.shoestringventure.com.
All right, so check that out. We're talking about ideas, right, Richard? We're talking about making sure that that you allocate the time. And folks, I'm going to keep beating up on this. I'm going to keep driving this home this year. I'm going to do my best with the help of people like Richard Hooker. I'm going to do my best to turn you into a CEO. Richard, I say that you know, every business has a CEO, whether it be Exxon or Elsie's Diner, right? Every business has a CEO. And the job of a CEO of a small business is much harder than the CEO job at Exxon, in my opinion.
Yes.
Because the guy at Exxon doesn't have to go and manage a division. He doesn't have to manage... he didn't have to deal with customers. He probably didn't have to deal with bankers or whatever, right? I mean, it's a tougher job, but somebody's got to do it. And in a small business, if your business doesn't have an active and performing CEO, you're probably not going to last long, are you?
Yes, and I always like to return to fundamentals. Always like to think in terms of fundamentals. The very best business people always think back to the core of what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
To me, and you may add to this or disagree with me on this, but in my experience, where small business has a tremendous competitive edge over the big players is in two areas. The first is ideas, that they can generate ideas faster and often act on them faster. They're not as normally cautious about their ideas because they're going to lose any other way. And the second is service, that they can deliver better service more consistently.
Mm-hmm.
But to do both processes have to be disciplined. And in one's role as a CEO, it is not only a leadership role, a strategic role, but disciplining these higher level competitive advantages of ideas and service. Now, I'm not going to deal with service. I could talk your ears off for 3 hours.
We can do that another day, and probably have, right?
That's right. Yeah. I think I've mentioned it once or twice. It's one of my little needling things that is always getting under my skin. But it is the idea generation part that one has to discipline as a CEO. And it's not
because service, because Richard, service is part of the management discipline, which
Correct.
Advocates for itself. It
Correct.
Gets your attention itself. The ideas are the things that have to have somebody advocate for them.
Correct. Well, there's a strategic edge to service as well, and we can talk about that in a later one as well. But in terms of idea generation, it's not merely making the time to do think about strategic ideas, new product ideas, product improvement, service improvement.
Where the industry's going, where my customers are going,
right.
What are my customer expectations going to be in a year or two or five?
It's also disciplining that process. It's also coming up with a way to generate ideas on a regular basis. Entrepreneurs are often in the habit of just generating ideas. They wake up in the morning and they generate ideas the way you and I generate carbon dioxide.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes fast and furious. Most of the time, those ideas aren't correct because they aren't correct for the business. They make you lose focus on what the core idea of your business is.
Mm-hmm.
I have literally seen brilliant ideas destroy businesses because it removes the focus from the core business
right.
of what the business is all about. And you can't have a CEO.
Are you saying that when you have an idea, that if you do it right, it's more future thinking, and that if you apply it immediately to a business that's successful, that it gets it out of sync? What are you saying?
Yeah, part of what a good idea has to do is advance the core business in some way, rather than take your eye off the ball of what it is you're actually doing. You're not looking for the next lottery ticket.
Right.
You're looking for the next idea that is going to make the business bigger and more profitable.
Right.
So the first question that you put to any idea is this going to take my eye off the core of my business? Or is this just another great business idea? If it's another great business idea, you need to either find a way to do it by hiring somebody to run that business, or you need to table it and focus on your core business. That is the number one undisciplined aspect of small business.
It makes a lot of sense.
Is the distracting idea.
Mm-hmm.
That now, the wonderful thing about CEOs at big companies is that's how they think. Whenever you hire a turnaround specialist at a huge corporation, a big CEO comes in, like Steve Jobs when he took over Apple.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing he does is he starts pointing at things and says, get rid of that, get rid of that.
Right.
That's not what we do. That's not what we do.
Richard, I gotta wrap it up. Good job helping us get focused on the ideas that all CEOs have to focus on. Thank you for doing that. Give us a website quickly one more time.
It is www.shoestringventure.com.
Richard Hooker, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.